Chapter 20, Sudden Leprosy. You will perhaps remember that one of the signs which was given to Moses to convince Pharaoh that God had sent him was that Moses should put his hand into his bosom and it would become leprous. And then, when he put it in the second time, the leprosy was gone. This was by a miracle, of course, and we have already mentioned it as one of Moses' signs. But this miracle was shown to him in the mercy and goodness of God to encourage him to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people go. Now we want to tell you of some solemn cases in which the plague of leprosy was sent as a punishment for wrongdoing. The first one to mention is also connected with Moses, but the leprosy came upon his sister, Miriam. The children of Israel had traveled some way in the wilderness, and Moses was their leader, for God had made him so. But it seems that Aaron and Miriam became jealous that he should always be the leader, because he had married an Ethiopian woman, and they were so displeased that they really rebelled against him. Now Moses was a very meek man, although also very stern where the honor of God was concerned, and he seems to have taken their rebellion quietly. No doubt he took it to the Lord, who would not have his servant spoken against, and God called all three of them into the tabernacle. Then God came down in the pillar of cloud and spoke to Aaron and Miriam and showed them that he had made Moses the chief and would not have his leadership questioned. Then suddenly Miriam became leprous and as white as snow, which made Aaron confess that they had done foolishly and sinned in speaking as they had done. He pleaded with Moses, and Moses cried to the Lord that he would heal his sister, and the Lord in mercy heard and answered his petition. So the leprosy was healed as suddenly as it had come. But it was a solemn warning to both Aaron and Miriam that they should not rebel against Moses. After Miriam had been shut out of the camp for 7 days, she was allowed to come back again, and the people went on their journey. How merciful it was of the Lord to hear the prayer of Moses and heal Miriam so quickly. But there are other cases where the leprosy was not healed, and what a heavy judgment that would be. One of these was connected with the prophet Elisha. The Syrians had attacked Israel, and among the captives they took away was a little maid of Israel, who was made a servant to the captain of the Syrian army named Naaman. Now Naaman, although such a great and wealthy man, was a leper, and the little maid was sorry for him, and she had faith to believe that if he would go to Elisha, the prophet would cure him of his leprosy. So Naaman went, and as you know, was eventually cured. Then he wanted to give Elisha a present, but the prophet would not take anything from him. So Naaman left to return to his own country. But Gehazi, Elisha's servant, thought it would be a good opportunity for him to get some reward from Naaman for himself. He followed after Naaman and told a dreadful lie, saying that his master had sent him to ask for some money and garments for 2 young men who had just come to the prophet. It was no such thing, of course, but Naaman believed him and gave him more than he asked. So Gehazi returned very pleased with the present and hid it in the house. He thought Elisha would never know anything about it. But God had told the prophet, and he asked Gehazi where he had been. Then he told another lie and said he had not been anywhere. But Elisha knew, and as a punishment for his wickedness, the leprosy of Naaman came upon Gehazi and his children forever. What a solemn judgment, and a great miracle too. Another case of leprosy being suddenly sent as a punishment is that of King Uzziah. You will be able to read what a great king he was and how God made him to prosper. But we are told that when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. How sad it is when the good providence of God in giving prosperity to men is abused in this way, and they become lifted up with pride. But Uzziah's pride came before a dreadful fall, for he presumed to go into the temple to burn incense, which only the priests were allowed to do. So the priest went in after him and boldly told him to go out. But Uzziah was angry with them, and as he became angry, the leprosy rose up in his forehead. So they drove him out, and he was a leper until the day of his death. Now you will want to read of these miracles, and you will find them in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, the second book of Kings, chapter 5, and the second book of Chronicles, chapter 26.